Welcome to worship for the fourth Sunday of Easter. For worship today, I invite you to have a bowl of water ready for our remembrance of baptism. Also, there is a separate children's worship available. If you'll just scroll down this same page, web page, there is a link to that. Also, there's a link to the Zoom prayer room for communion at 11 a.m. And if you would like to just be part of the narthex, sharing, etc., you can join us from 11:20 to around noon. Also, below that are the words to the hymns that are sung during this service. Let us begin our worship.
Alleluia! Christ is risen. Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are raised with him to new life. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning you created us in your image and planted us in a well-watered garden. In the desert, you promised pools of water for the parched, and you gave us water from the rock. When we did not know the way, you sent the Good Shepherd to lead us to still waters. At the cross, you watered us from Jesus' wounded side, and on this day you shower us again with the water of life. We praise you for your salvation through water, for the water in this font, and for all water everywhere. Bathe us in your forgiveness, grace, and love. Satisfy the thirsty and give us the new life only you can give. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Take a moment to remember your baptism. You may mark your forehead with the sign of the cross with your finger dipped in water.
ELW 502, The King of Love, My Shepherd Is.
A reading from Acts, chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone, because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all, as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. The word of the Lord.
ELW 778, The Lord's My Shepherd.
Thank you.
A reading from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 19 to 25. You who are servants, be good servants to your masters, not just to good masters, but also to bad ones. What counts is that you put up with it for God's sake when you're treated badly for no good reason. There's no particular virtue in accepting punishment that you well deserve, but if you're treated badly for good behavior and continue in spite of it to be a good servant, that is what counts with God. This is the kind of life you've been invited into, the kind of life Christ lived. He suffered everything that came his way so you would know that it could be done, and also know how to do it, step by step. He never did one thing wrong, not once said anything amiss. They called him every name in the book, and he said nothing back. He suffered in silence, content to let God set things right. He used his servant body to carry our sins to the cross so we could be rid of sin, free to live the right way. His wounds became your healing. You were lost sheep with no idea who you were or where you were going. Now you're named and kept for good by the shepherd of your souls.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter, from the Message. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "Let me set this before you as plainly as I can. If a person climbs over or through the fence of a sheep pen instead of going through the gate, you know they're up to no good, a sheep rustler. The shepherd walks right up to the gate. The gatekeeper opens the gate, and the sheep recognize the shepherd's voice. The shepherd calls the sheep by name and leads them out. When they are all out, the shepherd leads them, and they follow because they're familiar with the shepherd's voice. They won't follow a stranger's voice, but will scatter because they aren't used to the sound of it." Jesus told this simple story, but they had no idea what he was talking about. So he tried again. "I'll be explicit then. I am the gate for the sheep. All those others are up to no good, sheep stealers, every one of them. But the sheep didn't listen to them. I am the gate. Anyone who goes through me will be cared for, will freely go in and out and find pasture. A thief is only there to steal and kill and destroy. I came so they can have real and eternal life, more and better life than they ever dreamed of. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd puts the sheep before himself, sacrifices himself if necessary. A hired man is not a real shepherd. The sheep mean nothing to him. He sees a wolf come and runs for it, leaving the sheep to be ravaged and scattered by the wolf. He's only in it for the money. The sheep don't matter to him. I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and my own sheep know me. In the same way, God knows me, and I know God. I put the sheep before myself, sacrificing myself if necessary. You need to know that I have other sheep in addition to those in this pen. I need to gather and bring them too. They'll also recognize my voice. Then it will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why God loves me, because I freely lay down my life. And so I'm free to take it up again. No one takes it from me. I lay it down of my own free will. I have the right to lay it down. I also have the right to take it up again. I received this authority personally from God." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Grace and peace to you from our risen Lord Jesus, our risen powerful Lord Jesus, our risen conquering powerful Lord Jesus, our risen conquering powerful Lord Jesus who brings with him resurrected life. This is our good shepherd, this conquering, risen, powerful Lord who spent his life in care of people. Remember, this is the same person who touched lepers at the risk of contracting leprosy himself. This is the same person who sat down and ate with tax collectors and sinners at the risk of being ostracized from the rest of the community. This is the same Lord Jesus who confronted the teaching of the known religious scholars, the people who were in charge of religious life, at the risk of his own life. And certainly that is what it cost him ultimately. That this is the same Lord that we have who is completely unafraid to go where he feels God is calling him to go. This is our Good Shepherd. And this is the promise that God holds for us, that if we follow, if we place this Good Shepherd on the throne of our lives, we will have his protection. We will learn the sound of his voice. And that's such a powerful promise that if we disciple, if we put this Good Shepherd on the throne of our lives, if we follow, if we study and pray and really devote ourselves to following and living in his name, we'll know the sound of his voice, which means we'll know which direction to turn at every moment in our lives. That's a pretty tall promise. And that's a promise that we can hold on to, that would give us hope not only for these days, but for life beyond these days. This is a promise that can carry us through all of the storms of our lives, through all the circumstances of our lives, for all of our hardships, through everything that faces us, good, bad, or indifferent. Can you devote yourself to study, to prayer, to meditation? Can you give yourself a yearning for this Good Shepherd? Throw yourself into following with everything that you have, that you might be able to discern his voice, even when it's whispering. Even when it's whispering. How do we throw ourselves into that kind of following? I've been reading quite a lot about Luther in the last couple of days, and I was reading, like, this is going to get heady now, but I was reading the Disputation Against Scholastic Theology that he wrote in 1517, and this is kind of a disturbing little piece, because the theme of this piece in all of its points is that we're not in charge of our will. Yes, God gave us free will, but our free will is captive. It's a prisoner. And so that implies that even if we might want to throw ourselves into following Jesus, even if we might yearn to know Jesus' voice, even when it's whispering, even if we long to have Jesus on the throne of our lives, that our will is not sufficient because that longing is thwarted by sin and selfishness and a desire that we have to want to control everything, that is perhaps stronger than anything we can do, anything we could hope to do. It's a terrible theory that Luther has on the one hand, but on the other hand, it really simplifies everything. Because if the desire of our heart is to have the Good Shepherd be on the throne of our lives on the one hand, and on the other hand, we're completely incapable of really wanting that or causing that to happen, then we're really only left one simple thing to do. And that one simple thing to do is to open our hearts and to plead for God to have mercy on our souls. Such a simple thing to do. Can you right now just pause where you are? Just still yourself and begin to breathe deeply. These days I've been praying 4 deep breaths when I breathe deeply. One, to invite God the Creator into my heart. The second, to invite the risen Jesus into my heart. And the third, to invite the indwelling Holy Spirit into my heart. And then the fourth, a prayer for all humanity that we might stop and do the same everywhere we are. So let's take 4 deep breaths together. guess what? That's it. That's all there is to do. For the scripture, the gospels and the epistles in the New Testament say over and over again that if we ask in the name of God, that what we ask for will be given to us. That our desire to follow God might be enough, because God loves a surrendered heart. A surrendered heart. When I think of having a surrendered heart, I think of Thomas Merton. He wrote a very famous prayer that I'm quite fond of. I cling to it and I keep coming back to it, for it's so simple and it ties all of these ideas together. And so let's pray together. My Lord God, I have no idea where I'm going. I do not see the road ahead of me. I cannot know for certain where it will end. Nor do I really know myself. And the fact that I think I am following your will does not mean that I am actually doing so. But I believe that the desire to please you does in fact please you. And I hope I have that desire in all that I am doing. I hope that I will never do anything apart from that desire. And I know that if I do this, you will lead me by the right road, though I may know nothing about it. Therefore, I will trust you always, though I may seem to be lost and in the shadow of death. I will not fear, for you are ever with me, and you will never leave me to face my perils alone. May God's grace and peace surround you. May the Good Shepherd whisper to you, yell at you, comfort you, hold you, and may you learn to know his voice. May you have the desire to let God's will be your own, and in simplicity offer that prayer each and every day. It will be enough. Remember that God's promise is to hold you, to keep you, to protect you, and it is so. Amen.
ELW 764. Have no fear, little flock.
Uplifted by the promised hope of healing and resurrection, we join the people of God in all times and all places in praying for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Shepherding God, we thank you for the educational ministries of your church and for educational institutions around the world. Enrich the work of teachers, professors, mentors, advisors, and faculty everywhere, especially at our colleges, seminaries, and learning sites. Lutheran Theological Seminary, University of Calgary, Mount Royal University, SAIT, Alberta University of the Arts, Bow Valley College, and St. Mary's University. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Creating God, we praise you for those who maintain and operate farm equipment, for those who plant and harvest crops, for local farmers' markets, and for those involved in agriculture of any kind. Strengthen their hands as they feed the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Guiding God, no one should be in want. Bid the nations to walk in paths of peace, justice, and righteousness, and inspire our leaders to public service so that all may have the opportunity to live abundantly and sustainably. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Comforting God, you carry us tenderly. We pray for those who walk through dark valleys overshadowed by anxiety and overwhelmed with suffering or illness, particularly those who find social isolation especially challenging. Remember in your mercy all who ask us to pray for their health. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Nurturing God, you desire justice for the hungry. Bless advocacy work, food pantries, and feeding ministries. Bread for the World, World Hunger, the Calgary Food Bank, the Lutheran World Relief. May none of our neighbors lack for basic needs. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For what else do the people of God pray? Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Everlasting God, your beloved have heard your voice. You have called them by name and guided them to your side in death. We thank you for the lives of these faithful witnesses. Mike Kerr, Will Sanders, Albert and Velma Holk, Shannon Ebert, Ed Cooper, Clark Hansen, Lauren Voisin, Shirley Pepler, Joe Bear, Sharon Tager, Ron Kletke, and Dennis Morey. Remember their families in your mercy and grant to them your healing and your peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. With bold confidence in your love, Almighty God, we place all for whom we pray into your eternal care, and we pray together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples so long ago. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Receive a blessing. May the one who brought forth Jesus from the dead raise you to new life, fill you with hope, and turn your mourning into dancing. Almighty God, bless you now and forever. Amen. Christ is risen, just as he said. Go in peace, share the good news. Alleluia.
ELW 789, Savior Like a Shepherd Lead Us.
Time for a few announcements. I encourage you to look on the Online Opportunities tab on our website. There you'll find numerous classes that we're offering. There's an ongoing Tuesday morning study and some others, plus some workshops. Also a reminder that we have our online art show that is open to everyone. Just create something that's uplifting, inspiring. The theme is Hearts on Fire. And if you hit the red banner on top of the website, it'll take you to that web page and it'll give you all the information. But basically, you create something, take a picture, and shoot it to Pastor Laura. Also, if there's just anything else that's uplifting or good news, things that you're creating or doing or things that you've heard about or you'd like to share, please go ahead and email those to Pastor Laura, and we'll get those on the website also. Just want to share things that are helping people thrive and survive during this time. Also, a special note, if you're going through a hard time, we're offering some healing services online. You can find those under sermons and worship. Please be sure to check those out. And if there's anything else that we can do that would meet a need of yours, please let us know. We're trying to be resourceful to you, and if there's something that we're missing, please let us know. Have a very good day.
And a little bonus for this morning is a beautiful setting of Jesus Like a Shepherd Lead Us, a different tune than the hymn tune we know.
Tender care.